Our story begins in Oberndorf in Austria, not far from Salzburg. It's a few days before Christmas. The year is 1818. The world is quiet in Oberndorf, covered as it is by a thick blanket of snow. It's cold outside. But inside the home of Pastor Joseph Moore, it's warm and cozy. Mrs. Moore is cooking dinner.
Mummy, where's Daddy?
I don't really know, darling. I suppose he is still in church, making preparations for the Christmas service. Why?
Well, we have to write a Christmas story at school, and I thought Daddy could help me. He knows everything about Christmas, doesn't he?
Well, yes. But do you think it's fair to the other children whose fathers are not pastors? They have to write it themselves too, don't they? Anyway, Daddy is far too busy these days. You know how important the Christmas Eve service is. I wonder what's keeping him. He's never been that late. Now, you go and wash your hands and face, dear. Dinner's almost ready, and I'm sure Daddy wouldn't want us to wait and let it get cold because... Oh, there he is.
I'm sorry, my love. I would have come sooner, but we have problems, serious problems. I'm afraid Christmas service won't be what it used to be.
Why? What happened?
Well, it's the organ. It doesn't work anymore.
What do you mean, it doesn't work? It's you who got to do the work. It won't play by itself.
I can work as hard as I please. Not a sound. I'm afraid a hungry mouse decided it should be Christmas for his family, too. And the good Lord has shown it the way to the bellows of the organ. There's a big hole there, and not much we can do.
Well, can't you have it fixed in time for the service?
Not a chance. The organ repairman comes from the Ziller Valley, and he won't come up here until next spring. I've got to do something.
Now, don't you worry. Everything will be all right. If the good Lord has led the mouse to the organ, then he will lead you somewhere else. Your Christmas service has always been something special, and I'm sure this year won't be an exception. That organ is not going to spoil your Christmas, or my dinner for that matter. Come on, I've got Leberknödel.
But that night, Pastor Moore hardly touched his dinner. For centuries, there had been a special Christmas Eve service in the Oberndorf Church with organ music. Something had to be done. So, after dinner...
I'm sorry, dear. Daddy can't help you with your story tonight. Daddy has got to go out.
Go out? At this time of the night? Where to?
I'm going to see Franz. Franz Gruber.
Franz Gruber? But that's in Arnsdorf, and it's snowing, Joseph. You'll catch your death.
It's only 3 miles.
And anyway, what can Franz do that you can't? He's a schoolteacher, not an organ repairman.
I know, darling. But at least we can talk. Franz is a very practical man. He has a vivid imagination. And even if he doesn't come up with a solution, well, I can do some thinking on my way over and coming back, and maybe find some inspiration for next week's sermon.
So into the black winter night and the snowstorm disappears Joseph Moore, seeking an answer and hoping to find it with his friend, the schoolteacher in Arnsdorf.
Joseph, good heavens, man, what are you doing out in this weather? And at this time... Here, let me take your coat.
Franz, you've got to help me. Without your help, there will be no Christmas service.
No service? Why not? What could I possibly do to help? You know, I'm no good at writing sermons. I'm not accustomed to teaching grown-ups.
It's not the sermon. It's our organ. It's dead. Doesn't work anymore. Not a sound.
Oh, that's bad. But what do you expect me to do about it? Or do you want me to perform one of my famous miracles?
No, honestly, Franz, I'm serious.
So am I. But I don't see what I can do. Cancel the service.
I can't cancel the service. It's the most important festival of the year.
Well, then cancel the music.
Oh, now, come on, be honest. What would a Christmas service without music be to you?
Yes, I guess you're right. I could play my guitar.
Oh, you can hardly play organ music on a guitar. It wouldn't sound right. But you could sing to a guitar, couldn't you? Now, what If I wrote some words, could you write some music?
But, Joseph, I'm a school teacher, not a composer.
And I'm a preacher, not a songwriter. Maybe the good Lord has chosen this moment to show us our new careers, Franz. And anyway, what better idea can you suggest? Thank you for listening to me and for your wonderful idea. I'll send you the words as soon as possible. God bless you.
And so Franz Gruber sat in his tiny schoolroom and tentatively wrote his score. On Christmas Eve, the church was full, but Franz Gruber still wasn't there. The service should have started long ago, and no one understood why Pastor Moore wasn't there. He waited and waited until he could wait no longer. And as he was about to explain to his curious flock the reason of the delay and the absence of music this year, the door of the little church was flung open. Throwing off his snow-covered cape, clutching his guitar, there was Franz Gruber, running up to the pulpit. And while tuning his guitar, he whispered to Joseph,
"I hope you like it. It's the best I could do."
And then he sang.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schläft, einsam macht, nur das traute hochheilige Paar. Hol der Knabe im lockigen Haar, schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe, schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe.
Yes, that is how the most famous of all Christmas songs was born. Sung for the very first time on Christmas Eve 1818 to the accompaniment of a guitar. Within a week, the whole affair was forgotten. No one except Franz Gruber would have been able to sing the song again. But 13 years later, when the organ repairman from the Ziller Valley was once again repairing the Oberndorf organ, he found a scrap of paper, a music score, tucked behind the pipes. Being interested in music, he took it along and showed it to some of his fellow villagers who were glove makers. They used to give song recitals at fairs as a publicity stunt. They agreed that the music looked good and included it in their repertoire. They sang Silent Night at the Leipzig Fair in 1831, and the song caught on like wildfire. And today it is sung in all languages of the world.